sunshine for the rest of the day. At least the forecast is saying, okay, I'm going to revise that. Mostly cloudy with the new outlook, at least through mid-morning, then gradually clearing and a high near 49. Mostly clear tonight with a low near 28. 67 for tomorrow, and we'll see that 67 again coming our way on Thursday. Chance for some wintry stuff coming our way for the weekend. We'll see how that all works out. Community Connection on the way on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And Tina's in to remind us of the event coming up in Coffeyville on the 1st of March.
1st and 2nd of March, yes.
And that is our third annual, I believe.
Third, yep.
Yeah, for the Interstate Farm and Home Show. I see the signs around town and out in the appropriate places in the county to remind people of what's going on. The one thing that we want to talk about is there is still room. We haven't signed up all the spaces yet, right?
That's right. There is still a limited amount of space. Right. So if you want to get in on it, definitely give us a call. 918-336-1001 is the number you can call. Mm-hmm. And we will get you in touch with the appropriate salesperson.
Okay.
And they'll get you fixed up.
And so if you want to talk with several thousand people over a two-day period, it doesn't, you know, the name is Farm and Home. I think that takes care of just about everybody one way or another. Everybody probably has a home, and many people have farm or farm-related businesses.
Many people in this area do, for sure. But, yeah, everybody has a home, I hope.
I think so.
And there's going to be products from all kinds of different spectrums of life. So
okay.
We have Mary Kay products. We have Lewis Cattle Oilers, we have Bartlett Co-op, we have knives from Cutco. They're new this year.
I bought my first set of Cutco knives in 1975. I still have them. They work great, you know.
So fabulous. Yeah. Well, you'll have to go stand at their booth for a little bit.
I had a neighbor. I moved into married student housing at Illinois State University after I got off of active duty Air Force, and the guy who lived next door to me sold Cutco knives. He came over and did the whole demonstration, and we said, great. I mean, at the time, it was a set of five knives that we bought, came with a set of kitchen shears, and he demonstrated how well the kitchen shears work by cutting a penny, and you know, it just kind of,
oh my goodness,
you know, it worked all the way around. It's a lifetime, you know, guarantee on the knives, and they, you know, we've had them for a long time.
I'm gonna have to spend some time in that booth. There, you know, when you like to cook, there is nothing better than a good set of knives.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, we have all kinds of different, we have the Tupperware, we have all kinds of different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to come out, it's hopefully we're going to pray for good weather. There'll be stuff outside. There'll be stuff in both gyms. So we'll have puppies, and we'll have all kinds of fun stuff to look at, and we'll have cash and carry items, and we'll have you know, some of the larger farm implements that you can talk to. Romans will be on hand with their Kubotas.
Had a good time talking with the GoBob people last year. It was just a fun day, you know.
I had a good time with the GoBob people and the Lucas Metalworks people.
Yep,
they were a barrel of fun last year, so I'm excited to see them again. So, you know, this will be my second year, so I kind of know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It is really amazing, the different variety that you get under one roof. And, you know, for one day outing, you get to see so many different products. And you also get to register for a lot of door prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away $500 on Friday and $500 on Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, why not? Come out and sign up. And
register both days. You could be a big winner.
That's right. And, you know, last year the winners were overwhelmed with joy, and they were just as happy as they could be to win. And so somebody's got to win, Charlie.
Exactly. If you have to be there, first of all, to enter, and you end up talking with somebody at some booth. And those are just our door prizes. Many of the exhibitors also have door prizes.
That's right. They have door prizes, and they have little activities and you know, all kinds of fun things to do. So definitely come out and check us out. If you want to be a part of this event, call us here at the radio station, 918-336-1001, and we will get in touch with you about getting you set up.
Okay, so it's really pretty easy, and again, nearly any business qualifies, because if you have a business that the people who have homes would be interested in, you qualify.
That's right, and who couldn't be in front of 3,000 to 4,000 people in 2 days.
Exactly, plus all the additional publicity you get leading up to it. And we frequently talk with a lot of the exhibitors on the air. And so not only the 3,000 or 4,000 people, but all the radio exposure as well. It's a good deal. So again, if people, business owners, business decision makers have not committed to the event yet, then they need to talk to us and get involved and say how big a space they need.
If you would like to know who all is coming, we have a list of the vendors that have signed up already on our website, and that is interstatefarmandhomeshow.com.
Okay.
So you can check that out and look under the participating vendor tab, and you can see who all is coming. And all of our major sponsors, like the Bartlett Co-op, the Cherokee Casino, South Coffeeville, Romans Motor Company, Lucas Metalworks, Quality Motors and Quality Toyota, Go Bob, and Romans Outdoor Power.
And that's just
a tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Well, we will continue talking about how people can get involved, but if you'd like to get your business involved, 918-336-1001, ask for sales. Tina and I will continue on a Community Connection on 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Again, talking with Tina about the upcoming events the weekend of the 1st and 2nd of March at the Nellis Hall on the Coffeeville Community College campus. It is literally an interstate event. Kansas businesses, Oklahoma businesses, and who knows, there may be somebody in from Missouri or someplace else too.
I believe there is, so definitely come check that out. But yes, it will be in Coffeeville. It's right there on 11th Street, super easy to find on the college campus.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get around, and there'll be plenty of parking, and it'll be a great time.
It is a great time, and you see people, again, from all over the area there. You may run into literally somebody that lives down the street from you that both of you made the drive to Coffeeville to see what's going on.
You could have carpooled.
Another event coming up later on in the year, but there is a deadline this week, like within the next day or so, as far as our cooking extravaganza, and the first day you can buy tickets for that event is at the Interstate Fair.
At the Interstate, March 1st.
Yeah.
Yep, at the Interstate Farm Show. Definitely come get your tickets for that. It's going to be a wonderful time this year. We'll be Tuesday, April 2nd at the Community Center here in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I think, four to five chefs lined up to give presentations on stage. And they will tell you how to cook some of their secret recipes. And you get a cookbook. And you get to take that cookbook home with you. And you get to replicate that dish for your family.
It's always a good day. And that cookbook is made up largely of recipes that have been submitted by our listeners.
That's right. So you'll probably know somebody in there.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I think in the past I have seen somebody lives down the street from me that submits items to it. So I don't know if they have or not. We haven't talked recently enough for me to ask them, but it is possible. So literally you probably have somebody from your neighborhood or your church or your business that probably submitted something.
And there's still time if you want to submit something. You can do that. You can do that on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. There is a little side click there for the cooking school or cooking extravaganza, and you can click that, and it will have a submit recipe tab on that website. Or you can just go to the website, is okcookingschool.com, and submit your recipe there. You can email it to me, Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com. Or you can drop it by the station.
It's pretty easy, really. A number of ways to get it done. And then tickets go on sale again at the Farm and Home Show. And if you've been to the Community Center, and I know nearly everybody has at one time or another, it's not a bad bad seat in the house. And it's a limited number of tickets that we sell even for that. So you need to get your tickets early so that you know that you won't be left out.
And we also have the VIP ticket coming back again this year, which is a special ticket that you get to go in. We have booth browsing at 5 o'clock. The doors open, and some local vendors will be on hand. And you can browse their booths, and you get early for that. And then you get backstage, and we're going to do a live demonstration with one of the chefs.
Okay.
And you get to taste that product and get to ask questions. And it's more of a one-on-one, and it's limited to about 50 people. So you want to get your tickets for that early if you want to get in on that.
And I know that there are several listeners that take that opportunity every year for that backstage pass because, well, it's fun.
It is fun, and it's delicious.
You get to a little bit of tasting and a little bit of smelling early and see how things work. And depending on how the celebrity chefs are doing that particular day, maybe answer a couple of questions for us.
And you get that goodie bag.
That's
everybody
important.
That comes gets the goodie bag.
Yep.
So
that, with the value of the items in that is already more than the price of the ticket.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. And it's I'm really excited about our gift that we're going to be putting in the bag this year. I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, darn.
But I'm really excited about it because I use mine all the time, and I think it will come in handy.
So it's possible that I might use it too then, huh?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good. I like that part.
Yeah.
So it's a good day on the event coming up Tuesday, the 2nd of April.
April 2nd. Yes,
and,
sir.
And yes, tickets will be available starting on March 1st. The first place you can buy them is at the Interstate Farm and Home Show.
That's right.
So, again, if businesses are still available for the cooking event, too, they can if they get in front of a lot of people and about 1,000 people. No, about 1,000. No, I'm not sure how many. Anyway, that limited number of people and booth browsing, one-on-one conversations before the show and during intermission as well.
That's right. Definitely call us at the radio station here, and we'll repeat that number one more time, 918-336-1001, and we will get one of our sales associates in touch with you.
Okay. If you are going to submit a recipe, I know the official deadline is Thursday, so that Tina can get everything compiled, get the book printed and set up just the way we want to have it so that we can get it in your hands for that April 2nd event.
That's right. And if we get a large rush on the recipes and they all don't fit in this year, then they will be in next year. So we'll just carry those over. So if you didn't see yours, then you didn't get it in early enough. You got to get them in early.
All right. It is the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up the 1st and 2nd of March. And to get your recipes in within the next couple of days, that's the Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Good morning.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Oklahoma lawmakers